The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory
Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. There was this family of Humphrey. They were devout Catholics. And this couple had three children. And the second child, at some point, was looked at as a rebel because his opinion sometimes on issues were very discomforting. And so it happened that at some point this family encountered some problems. And that problem would have been avoided if the second child was listened to and they saw it clearly that he was right. And at that point, the father of the home will always consult his second child when there is a very big problem. His opinion became very, had a lot of weight. So when we look at the prophets, what comes to mind is this: the story of this family. Sometimes the prophets, their opinion are very, very discomforting. And sometimes when one is meditating on some of the prophecies, it's just, if it is possible, there's a temptation of, let me pass this by. Let's look for another thing to meditate upon. Their position could be harsh sometimes. But when we look at them critically, we will notice that they are friends. They mean well. There is something they want to pass across. And looking at their life, looking at their prophecies, what comes to mind is they help to wake us up from our various slumber. They help us to stay focused, following the right path of actualizing the reason for our creation, which is the love of God, to service of God, and to know God. And that is where our happiness, emanates from. In the first reading, we heard the prophet Isaiah. Looking at it at first glance, Isaiah seemed to be kind of harsh in the prophecy he has just given. But when we meditate upon it, what comes to mind is that he's actually asking us to avoid anything that will come between us and God. Anything that will come between our relationship with one another. That is just what he's asking us to do. And it's something very good. So when we listen to prophecy, when we meditate upon them, we need some patience to be able to understand what they are talking about. And in the gospel, we heard once again that the decision to follow God, to follow Christ, to worship God, it is a radical decision. It is not an easy decision. It's a decision against the tide, against swimming against the tide, which is kind of difficult. It is not easy. Now, our Lord told us categorically that whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever will not take up his cross daily and follow me is not worthy of me. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2232, says, in trying to give more light on this text, he said, family ties are important, but not absolute. Just as the child grows to maturity and human and spiritual autonomy, so his unique vocation comes from God and asserts itself more clearly and forcefully. Parents should respect this call and encourage their children to follow it. They must be convinced that the first vocation of the Christian is to follow Jesus Christ. And the person of Henry, whom we celebrate today, King Henry, is a shining example of someone who understands his vocation to follow Christ. By all that he did, fighting wars, building churches, monasteries. And so we ask him to intercede for us as we continue our pilgrimage.